Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Holy Ghost Radio Show, a spirit-filled show with a prophetic mandate to reach the lost and impact God's people with biblical and revelation knowledge. We pray that the Word of God will make a difference in the lives of every listener. So tell a family member, friend, and a neighbor to tune into this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Well, good afternoon. I want to welcome you back to Holy Ghost Radio Show. I am your host, Tiana Copeland, and on tonight we have special guest pastors Vernon and Carrie Stroman out of St. Augustine, Florida. Their ministry is named Harvest International Ministries, and I have been so excited about having these wonderful men and women of God on the show on tonight because they really have some things that they want to reveal about end times. I've had a pleasure to talk with Pastor Vernon, Pastor Carrie, briefly, and she was sharing me about some visions that she had about end times, and I'm just really excited. And I want you guys to help me welcome them to the show. How are you this afternoon?
We are just blessed in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Can you just start out by telling the people a little bit about your ministry, how you guys got started? Share with us what God has given you for the days that are ahead. Just go ahead and just let the people know what's really going on.
Amen. I said we got started actually as a call of the Lord, a mandate on our life, and we didn't really, like most people, wanted to step forward and answer the call. But back in 1998, as God began to use us in a lot of outreach through Bible studies and house Bible studies and street witnessing and jail ministry, we began to move forward into the things of God and began to become more alert of how God, what he was calling us and which direction that we were supposed to go in. And so back in 1999, that the Lord had inspired us, and as we moved forward with prayer and believing God and understanding the call and purpose, we started off as Abundant Life Outreach Ministries, and then the Lord led us to change the name of the ministry to the Harvest International Ministries. And it's just so amazing throughout the years how God has gained confirmation after confirmation for this, the path that we've taken in the Harvest International Ministry up to this time.
Yes, that's awesome. Now, I know you gave me a testimony about how God used you guys in deliverance and visions and just different things like that. Can you really just tell the people how God really used you and get into what he's showing you about the days that are ahead? I know you were saying you want to get into it about the New World Order and different things like that. Can you just share with everybody about that?
Okay, I'm going to share a little bit with that information, and I'll be more than happy to, because I tell you, once that the Lord allowed you to cross over the Jordan in your life and come through the storms, we understand when the Word of God says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. All the way down as a child that the Lord had a pull and a tug on my life, and throughout my life from the age of 9 years old, that the enemy has always tried to take me out. But thank God for prayer warriors and a praying mother that I had, and God had given unto me, that she was a fasting and a praying woman. And therefore, as time rolled on and she began to pray, the harder she prayed, the more that the enemy attacked. But nevertheless, at the age of between the age of 10 and 11 years old, that God started giving me open visions, and he would begin to talk to me and tell me different things. And child, I would see angels and have visitation from angels, and oftentimes that when they would come, that I wouldn't be afraid, because God has a mighty sweet way for even dealing with children. But some of the visions that God had given, and some that maybe our audience would be a lot more familiar with, is that as time went on, and my cousin and I, we had a parent and in our house, that prayer was always the factor and the key. And as we began to fast and pray and spend much time with God, the Lord began to show visions such as the first war that it was, that an Operation Desert Storm dealing with Saddam Hussein. I didn't even know Saddam Hussein was, had no idea, but God began to give an open vision that there was a war that was going to take place in this particular area, and that Saddam Hussein was going to be the one that would be leading out, and how that so many of the United States young soldiers will perish in their own blood because of that war. One other dream that the a vision that God had given, that was during the Iraqi war, when our son was involved in the Iraqi war during the fighting stages, and they were looking for Saddam Hussein. And I remember the Lord giving an open vision and showing me exactly where Saddam Hussein was located. And inside of the vision, that I was inside of a tent and speaking with Saddam Hussein, and he was telling me that the real reason for the war was because of our former president, George Bush. And he was saying, they educated me with American money. At that particular time, that they were looking for him, and as my son had told me, he said, Mom, he said that we got to find Saddam Hussein, and I began to share it with my husband. I said, I know where he's at. The Lord had shown me, long story short, that Saddam Hussein would be found down in a hole with American money. And as it was, a woman of God, that's exactly where they found him. You know, so we thank God in Jesus' name that there are so many visions that God has given, and I try to record as many of them down as I can. But the last one I'm going to share with you was the time of Katrina, the storm of the Hurricane Katrina. When it was coming, the Lord began to show me. I saw expensive homes and very wealthy people, homes that were devastated, and the storm that would come through. And as we know, that the name Katrina means to purify. But
yes.
God, that particular area, he says, according to the book of Revelation, that even when these things will come upon, that the people's hearts would not become to the point of repentance. We saw the hurricane and the devastation that it will cause. And so people have to be aware that God has true prophets and true leaders in, around this country, and it behooves the people of God to watch this hour and pray earnestly for the spirit of discernment.
Hello.
Hello. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. So we thank God that we want to reiterate again that it is important, it is imperative that the people of God pray and ask the Lord for the spirit of discernment.
Amen.
The spirit of discerning is going to be so needed in this hour, because just as sometimes we have sales and liquidation sales in businesses and whatnot, and people throw all kind of gimmicks on what we call Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the biggest shopping day of the year, gimmicks are thrown out there to get people, entice them to spend their money and to use their credit cards or whatever. Then likewise it is with the body of Christ, that the age has come that everybody, as Pastor B would often say, everybody got a game for you. But you got to know, through the discerning of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, what's real and what's not real. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. How you doing?
We're good. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing just fine. My wife, you know, has enlightened everybody of her spiritual connection with the bona fide Spirit of God that connects with dreams and this. Everybody does not have that particular quality of having that connection. But on the other half, I'm the one that does the history of research and the different types of things and I connected with the Bible, what the Bible is saying, and it's true, that it actually really started, and what the topic of the night, it actually really started in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, it did.
And if we put it all together, you know, put it in a little nutshell, the starting out, you know, is that we have to be aware that what went on in the Garden of Eden from the beginning, that mm-hmm. even when I was growing up as a little boy, people would blame Eve for the situation that we were in. But they mm-hmm. failed to realize that the Bible says that Eve was the weaker sex, and Eve mm-hmm. was weak, but Adam willfully did it from Eve because he had the love of a husband towards a wife.
Yes.
He accepted that. We look at many times when men and women, whether they may be girlfriend and boyfriend or husband and wife, they are set back into the Garden of Eden, and a woman will come and say, "Taste this. Come on, boy, taste this."
Mm-hmm.
He's taste this. And then all of a sudden he said, "Well, just give me a piece. I'll just keep you stuck." Imagine that was Adam going through that situation.
Yeah.
You know, but one thing I would say, and this is something funny, one thing I would say that Adam didn't have any in-laws. Amen.
Amen.
Have any in-laws either. They only started out with each other. But when the deception came of Satan,
yes.
then motion of a sin came into play, as time mm-hmm. went on, the life of man started to dwindle. And I challenge anybody today, you go and look at the obituaries in any newspaper tomorrow, and over half of them may not have reached the age of 55.
That's
everybody,
right.
Amen. And it's all because of sin. We have to
yeah.
realize when sin came in, it subtracts life from life that God granted us back. You know, when we go back even to Solomon, he said, you know, how long did Solomon live? He only lived, what, 3 scores in a day, 65.
Mm-hmm.
It was already being prepared that man's lifespan, after those days were given, everything else is what? Great. Amen.
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 Amen. God, amen. We give God praise. And as sin is coming into the world, many people do not believe. According to Scripture, the Bible says that the Spirit of God will not always strive with man.
That's
and
right.
So as we look and as sin is beginning to take over and coming more rapidly, simply the word is this, that the prophecies and the signs of spoken word of God is being fulfilled in this hour. And mm-hmm. no matter what we say or think, the only thing that we need to do is prepare our hearts and our minds to either walk with the master or we're walking with Satan. But at any cost, that the minds of the people are being deceived so much that the Bible declares that in the book of Jude that the enemy has crept inside of the church. Therefore,
yes.
we have the church, the emergent church that's coming up at this hour. We are trying to psychologically convince the people that we have the power to change time, that we have the power to cause things to slow up. We have the power to turn things around, and God is going to forgive us. Well, the bottom line of it is that the sin has caused so much blackness to cover the earth that the
mm-hmm.
prophet Isaiah declared that the pollution or the vomit, in other words, that the earth is regurgitating and destroying itself. It
yeah.
is causing the pollution of the incense or the manifestation of the flesh has begun to rot in its own field. So
mm-hmm.
therefore, that the Lord said, listen, he said that his spirit is going to be withdrawn slowly from the earth. So we look at it, somebody says that, well, that's not so because God's going to always be with us. Well, in order for Jesus to die, God had to turn his back.
That's right.
All right? Because mm-hmm. if he had not turned his back, Jesus could not have died. If
mm-hmm.
the spirit of God is not withdrawn from the earth, then the signs will not be able to be fulfilled to the max. So therefore, what we need to do as children of the Most High God, that we need to prepare the children of God, prepare the kingdom of God, and we must find ourselves in a place of fasting and prayer that we not only hear directions, but we will hear divine directions, divine directions, and that we will not be caught up with the spirit of distraction, which causes one to lose focus and put their hope in flesh instead of God. Oftentimes we find folks that say, my pastor, well, we need to find my Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. Because as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, then we will not be deceived. And number two, God will give us the strength to walk through this journey, make it through this storm, that when he shall come and every eye shall see him, it says that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, we'll be able to lift our hands toward him and not try to run from him. So with that being said, we know that there's some things that are coming upon the earth, and oftentimes people say, I can't tell and I can't see. Well, we can't see, number one, because we are not born again. And when you're not full of the Holy Spirit, you don't have a desire and want right, you won't be able to see anything but your flesh. But we want to point out some things, some eye-openers tonight, and we're going to let our pastor be, just give us some eye-openers. There's so much to prophecy. We talk all the time, you can't preach it, you have to teach it.
You know,
so much to prophecy that it would take weeks and weeks to go through it. But the Bible lets us know he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Pastor B.
Amen.
I
think that we want to start out with the economics of the situation of the world today. When we look at our situation, the economic stability seems to be a little rocky. But even in 1929, which was the Great Depression, the main objective of people was what? Jobs. And any president that came into focus, it was what? Jobs. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's because of jobs. And so that comes to be an economical forte for the objective. As we look at the different measures of how people are classified or living, you can't have a low-cost commodity, a high income, and you're trying to lower the standard, or should I say, higher the standards of living, no one would get paid. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we look at our situation today, we are being controlled by the commodities that we desire.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at businesses today, the highest cost of any business, whether it may be small, on a corporate level, the labor is the highest cost that any business can acquire. And, you know, so if that is, where is the money coming from? You know, everybody runs to the lowest price or the lowest cost. That's because they can buy a lot. That's why, you know, Walmart is so successful in comparing where we can go to another store, although that some things may not be of quality, and we desire to go somewhere else, but we end up where at Walmart because of the cost. But then Walmart has an underhanded way of employing people where that they won't have to pay unemployment. Excuse me, they don't have to pay taxes on certain things, and I'm talking about your taxes that you pay of employment tax, because there's very few people that's at when the Walmart Corporation that is on full time. So they escape a lot of expense, and that's why they pass the savings on to the consumer. But we deal with what we call the New World Order today. I want to place in somebody's mind right now, what happens when the dollar becomes the obsolete in the world? What are you going to do? Now we're going to jump to forward and fast forward, and it's already been in the system of that. You go down and you open up an account at any bank, they will give you what? A debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So
that's
now
right.
They are taking what? Cash out the system.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly. you know, and we know if there's no money in the bank account, the debit card, what, it's not any good. One thing I can say that it does, it helps control people writing checks.
Yes, it does.
Amen. Amen. So that is a plus for it. And so, but now you can use that debit card to take money from one place and put it in another place and doesn't cost you anything. You know,
mm-hmm.
How in the world could that have happened? It's because of that the controlling entity of the world government is controlling the flow of cash that is flowing in the system. What's going to happen to the drug dealers on the street when the cash flow goes out? I don't know, but it was going to be a bad day.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of times that we look at how it makes our lives easy, but it's leading towards the new world order.
Mm-hmm.
If I may mention a scripture, and it comes from Revelation 13,
mm-hmm.
and it says that, and that no man may what? By himself. It says that, says he have the what? The mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that means that the card is going to become obsolete because they are going to do what? Place a chip in your body, which is
mm-hmm.
the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, Pastor,
go ahead.
I have a question. I want to know, do you think we in this generation, are we going to see that come to flourishing on a full scale as
yes.
far as like the mark of the beast? I know they already chipping animals and things like that, but do you think we're going to actually see it in this generation?
Ma'am, it has already been happening. 10 years ago, Florida was the first state in the union to use implants. By a family that was having medical complications, and they said it would be much easier to scan the body and get the information of a person that is in a strict order of medical and medication. They can scan the body, and they will know what everything is wrong with that person. That happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, one thing that the reason why the enemy has really blinded, and especially the church, to what time that it really is. And I wanted to say this real quick, because this is kind of like a little bit far ahead, but the reason why things, you asked the question, said, would it happen this time? It most definitely will happen this time. It is, like Pastor Lee was saying, it is already happening. Because the government, the enemy uses things as an option in the beginning. It's an option. But then as soon as people start buying into it, as the numbers become great and the demands become, then it no longer become an option. It is a demand. Or it is a command, and it is an order. So when we look at it that they, I want to say real quickly that this is the year, what, 2012?
12. Yeah.
Okay, but if we really understood Bible timeline, and we really understood, and it says, I believe it's the Bible says that 1,000 years is like a year to God, or a year to God is like a 1,000 years is like a year to God. Did I get that right? Okay.
Yes.
So when we look at it, the reason that the expediting of time, the floods, the storms, the war, and then we see it, is because it's really not, okay, the listeners, they have to go check this out. You got to go study the word of God. You got to study the timeline. You got to study prophecy. This year is really not the year that we look at as 2012.
Mm-hmm.
According to biblical timeline, it is actually the year 5,000, a little bit over 5,600, 700 in the year. So if that be the time, understanding the clarity, that we are actually in the fifth year of God. Okay, the fifth year of God, isn't that right? Okay, and we're in our 2,000 year. In other words, that this is actually the 5,000th year, shall we say, or the fifth day for God's working. Now, we know that in 7 days, six days he created the heavens and the earth, and then he rested the seventh day. So if we look at the real timeline of God without sounding confusing to anyone, we are actually timeline of the biblical year. When we look at this thing, that's why there's so much quick action that's taking place in the earth. We look at it and we say, my God, it seems like it was just Monday, and now all of a sudden it is Friday. The time is moving quicker. It's moving so fast and so ahead of time until we can't even keep up. So therefore, the Bible says that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Okay, and the only way that we'll be able to have a discerning of the Holy Spirit or the things that be of God, we have to understand the parables and the end time teaching. Oftentimes, we are comfortable with just being taught the basic Bible studies. Amen.
Amen.
But we've got to understand that we are farther along than Daniel and the lion's den.
Amen.
We got to understand that we are so far along until, glory to God, that it is possible that God just may have to shorten the time that no flesh be saved. We are so right up on the Antichrist being introduced that we can, those of us that are blind can see, okay, that after that we are so close to the coming of the Lord until, as they say, it's just not funny.
Wow.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if we go back to what we were saying earlier, or what the Word has said, is that you ask the question, do you think we will see it? It's already in place. And just like Pastor Steve was saying, is that once something has been implemented as a trial or a test run or an option, the option will start to what? Dwindle, and it will be no other way.
Yeah.
Buy or sell or trade. Now, we know that God says that in the book of Matthew, you know, the 27th chapter, it says that I will be with you even until the what? The ends of the world. Ends of the world. So you're never alone. But now it comes to the point that we need to stop trying and start trusting.
All right.
Amen.
If we continue to live with trust in God, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's just like when you're going for a degree. It's not easy. You have to stay up late at night. You had to study, and you had to study the right thing or the right subject to make sure that you would pass the test.
Amen. Yes.
If we look at this life journey that we are having, it's just like Paul says, I have did what? I have fought the good fight of faith.
So, Pastor Lee, so while we're here, we understand that the economical trouble that we find ourselves in, it is just an open door to control, the control of the human. So the question that I want to put out here to you, so I want you to explain it, of the problem that the Jews had, okay? Just like our time that we find ourselves in an economical situation.
Well, we can solve that up in just a little bit. Stiff neck. They were just stiff neck, you know. They used that terminology we used, you know, it back in the day. Thank you very much and a goodbye. You know. So the Word of God has always put one word before everybody, and that was what? Remember. Remember. Everything was placed in remember. You know, I got slipped a note here. There is so much that we can take of how that people are being controlled. Just take for instance, Hitler came into play, and this is something that really exploded into my mind to really connect history and the Bible together. You know, how did the Jews get to Hitler? And what was Hitler's objective? Was to do what? Exterminate. Never in the history of time that there was the word exterminate came up. Now they use a word called what? Genocide.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you see, so that means that the Jews to Hitler was no more than a roach.
Mm-hmm.
Exterminate, you know, take them out. But they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we look at that as a part of control, if we look at how that started, who was the backer of Hitler? It's sad to say, but the Roman Catholic Church was the backer.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just to put it on the right roll of situation that we have to realize that you have to have someone inside to control the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when we looked at Hitler, the Jews wasn't bothering nobody. He was just trying to create a super race.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And lost his race. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that was one way of controlling the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
We look at on our side of the coin that we were what? We were taken from Africa and what? Brought into slavery. But we didn't realize that the kings over in Africa was controlling the slaves that were being deported to America.
Yes.
Amen. So that means you have to have somebody inside to control the outside. And all of us want to be what? Blameless.
Now I have
go ahead.
I have a question, but before I ask this question, I want to let you guys know if you have any questions, comments, prayer, anything, when you're calling, you have to press 1. But the question I want to ask you, I want to go in about the Roman Catholic Church a little bit, because I hear a lot of theologians can say that that's like the leading religion, and that's the Roman Catholic Church is going to be one of the religions that's going to really usher us in the end times. What do you guys think about that?
Ma'am, let me tell you something. You have opened up a whole nother ring. A whole nother ring. Let me put a little tidbit on that. The book of Daniel started out with the dream from who? Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
That's interpreted by who? Daniel, right?
Yes.
Now, when it started out, the head was what? Precious gold. And it dropped down to silver.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at those areas that we are surmising and diffusing, we fail to realize that it goes from every different type of country that was in control.
Mm-hmm.
It started a lot with Babylonian.
Mm-hmm.
Babylonian was the people that was taken over the world at this particular time. And who the Babylonians were, where they came out, that place now is called Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. It fell down to the what? Silver,
mm-hmm.
which was what? The bear, the ram, was Medo-Persia.
Mm-hmm. And metaphorically, we want to say that we find in the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter, they were number one, they were that demonic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we understand that by the spiritual warfare that the enemy is putting upon the church.
Amen. Medo-Persia is known now as Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Then you move on to Greece. You're moving all the way down. Greece, you know, Greece is just about destroyed because the Grecians of the Greek people took over the children of Israel and stole their language, which now they say is Hebrew. But they had their own language. That's another story. We can go back another problem.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So now after Greece,
uh-huh.
it falls down to what? Rome.
Rome.
Which is still in existence.
And if I just want to say real quick that back in 1999, God had given us I was sharing with the woman of God earlier that some information, and the Lord has put way back in September 1999 that we had put together this little pamphlet dealing with the counterfeit kingdom. and the word, and a lot of people don't like to go there. They don't like to explore to explode or the very hidden agendas of Satan because they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But it is better for your feelings to get hurt now, and you come up out of her, my people, and touch not, taste not, handle not the unclean thing. So it was this particular, the Catholic Church is a disguised religion that the enemy is using. Now, we want to say this one thing, that we love everybody in Jesus' name, and God got folk all across this world and this universe. But before it is all said and done, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and
yes,
one judgment.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. So when we look all the way down, if you look at that statue, it went all the way from gold to silver to bronze to iron, and now we're on clay.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
can stand on clay? No, none.
Not
one. None. If we look at the religious part of the of Rome and the Roman Catholic Church, every country that we have seen in our time bow down to the Pope.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's
and
I saw that.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's been going on for such a long time because now it is natural.
Yeah. And not only the presidents have bowed down to the Pope, I've seen preachers have bowed down to the Pope.
Now, like I say, I know that we are in the present, but I'm gonna make one analogy to this. When Hitler was in control.
Mm-hmm.
There was situation that came in and started breaking up
mm-hmm.
his situation. He ends up what? Committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You have, and I'll bring out one name. His name was Adolf Weizsäcker.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the generals that was executing the Jews. How did he leave the country? He left the country by way of authority of the Catholic Church, and he ended up in South America that housed him by a priest
mm-hmm.
that was in the northern part of South America of Brazil, and the place is called Granola.
Mm-hmm.
And that was you remember when Harriet Tubman had the Underground Railroad?
Yes.
Well, the Germans had an underground escape passes to get out of Germany by way of South America.
Wow. Wow.
Amen. It's much more deeper. And I'm just giving you surface stuff. It's much more deeper than that. The New World Order has been being formed for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to let Pastor see because he's about to bust, is that when you have groups of people working in one way and the devil shows you what you can have, now you have people that are creating secret organizations, and they still got it going on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We find in this time that the Bible declares in Revelation 18, glory to God, and in verse number 3, it says, "For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies and all luxuries." The thing that we find ourselves, glory to God, that the enemy, glory to God, that many people inside of the sanctuary, outside of the sanctuary, it is not good enough of people to go to church and to return your tithe and to be faithful cleaning the doors and be faithful unto the pastor. We must get in this word and study this word to show ourselves approved. Because mm-hmm. the enemy is sealing people just like the word of God speaks of sealing his people in their foreheads. People are being sealed by the moment, by the hour. The Bible says that he will have to give some over to reprobated minds. that when you have the people that come out of the closet, the homosexuals, and now we find that the Bible said that the land will become lawless. You don't know who to turn to now. We got the law that used to defend people for the good, but now we find that the law defends the wrong folks. They got stand your ground law. All kind of laws. It's okay to have a gun. We have all kind of things that are going on in the land that we still can't see. But the Bible says that the enemy has caused them to get drunk. People are so drunk in their spiritual mind that they don't realize that the battle is greater than themselves. Glory to God. We can all twist it up here. But we give God the glory and the praises because that the enemy desire, glory to God, that we get so caught up and say that we're all God's children. Well, the good news tonight is that we are not all God's children. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. There
Amen.
Are some people, glory to God, that are not striving and living according to the word of God. People are comfortable with, my pastor told me, my pastor said, well, guess what? The pastor is going to judgment too. Amen?
Amen.
And then we don't know what the signs of the time and what God is really saying to the church. Then the Bible lets us know. Somebody said, "Where in the hell are you gonna lift up your eyes?" Well, I don't know about lifting up your eyes, but I know that folk will be burning in hell. But
Amen.
We look at the things that somebody said. Well, it must be right because of all the people are going this way. The Bible lets us know that just because the multitude is walking down the wide path, don't make it right.
Amen.
He said that narrow is a way that leads to eternal life, and very few that be that find it. So we need to find out, glory to God, that martial law is already getting lined up for us. Martial law, glory to God. You got the iPad, isn't that right? Glory to God. You got the iPad phone that the all-seeing eye, the big brother, the new world order is so set up that you can't go nowhere and they don't know where you are.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. We say, oh, this is so out there. This is so fine. We need to get this system and that system. We don't even realize that we're buying into the enemy's camp. We don't realize, like Pastor V was saying, talking about the monies and the finances and all of this stuff. They don't even realize that the dollar bill is becoming so extinct. They're giving the poorest and the worst of credit folk. You can get a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So we want to be informed and we want to be aware. We just want to call people to think tonight, to drop some nuggets in their spirits, to realize that there is something going on and that the earth is closing in. And just as the signs of the time are coming fastly approach upon us, you must run for your life. The Bible says, let every man work out his own soul salvation. It is quicker than what you realize. Pastor, if you give us some thoughts here, glory to God, because we could go on all night long. I tell you, I think
Amen.
We talked about the New World Order and the economical depression and even all the way down to our government as it stands now. But we just want him to go ahead and give us some corner here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I want to make sure to correct myself about the name of that person that I gave that was a general in the German army. His name was Adolf Eichmann.
Okay.
Adolf Eichmann was his name. But he changed his name once he got to South America, and his name was called Ricardo Kelmont. And now this he came out of an organization after World War II was called the Odessa Organization, which was a secret organization that helped mm-hmm. German soldiers and the elite to come from Germany in World War II to South America by way of Italy. Now, where is Italy? Italy is the home of what? Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I would strongly urge listeners, people that are in church, people that have respect for one another's organization, be careful. Really be careful of your secret organization.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that you all want us to explore and expand on even secret organizations that are right up under our eyes, that people even in the religious sect are in these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
that we see on global television and on these Christian programs, that they are in these organizations. It is absolutely amazing that these educated Christians that is walking by faith, supposedly, and not by sight, but they are blinded with the organizations that they're in, because they will be exposed to the world, and they need to understand that hell expands itself every day.
And Jeff, we have getting ready to wrap this up and say, who are the one world oil players? Like you mentioned the word globally, the Bilderberg Group, the British Royalty, the Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relationships, and the Trilateral Commission. These are some of the players that are actually on this New World Order agenda. There are people, like he Pastor Lee had mentioned, that are in religious high places, that the government has placed them strategically to formulate the New World Order as we know it, to even emerge into a one day of worship. Amen?
Wow. Amen.
It will be a mandatory order of one day worship. Like you said, we can go further than that. It got started from the Catholic Church, glory to God. One day of worship, one day of worship. But as time goes on, we must come to recognize and remember, for example, the Trilateral Commission, the pinnacles of global drivers, such as names like Rockefeller, amen, glory to God, that are instrumental in a lot of things, Illuminati, amen, glory to God.
That's another big one. It's just so much. It's just so much that we have to honestly think that. And I don't target, you know, some of the people that are out there in the world, but I strongly look at people that are of a Christian faith.
Okay.
Why are you saying something secret and your God is a God of order?
Yes.
We have to, we put ourselves on the line about that we are doing things, you know, because I was told by the Lord. And now we have this disorder that I have never seen so many prophets, apostles, bishops in my life. I have never seen so many that they have become. And I'm not saying that all of them are that way, but you have to rest assured that if they are leading people and they lead them down the wrong way, the blood is on their hands.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Now, I do have two questions, but I want to reiterate to the guest, if you have a question or anything, please, you have to press one. But I want to kind of go back. I want you guys to explain about martial law. That's the first question.
Oh.
Amen. Amen.
Ma'am, let me tell you something. I have been telling people about first of all, I've been in the military. I was in the military for 35 years. I just retired. I've been all over the world. My last duty station was in Wisconsin, and I came. And before then, I was in the deserts of Kuwait and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Martial law is nothing new, but you almost got the martial law when the storm Sandy came to New Jersey and New York.
Okay,
you were so close to martial law right then, because whatever situation that comes into play, you look at the different countries like Syria, Egypt, all those places, you see those people fighting in the streets, right? And who they're fighting against? The government, right?
Yes.
So guess what's happening? That's a part of martial law. If any of these of us, American citizens, will start going against the government just like it was back in the 60s, in the 50s with Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, H. Rap Brown, all of those people that was, what would happen? They will bring martial law on them. That means that you don't have no state and no city government that's governed. Only the government is going to be in charge. Martial law, they either put you in jail or they're going to kill you.
Yes.
That's a part of control. Now, since you mentioned that about martial law, I'm going to stick something in your craw. Believe it or not, when you look at places like Katrina, or New Orleans, as well as the Haiti, and it's over in Africa, in Sudan, that is a part of population control. The less that they have to deal with people, the better off the world is going to be. And that's how these people think. Amen.
Amen. Now, I do have one more question. I know me and the woman of God talked earlier, and you was telling me that God was showing you some things that was about to come about in 2013. Can you really, like, get into that and kind of explain to the people what God has showed you, what the people need to do as far as those things that God showed you?
One of the most urgent things that we really need to do, and really we've heard it for years and years, you really, really, really need to start preparing and putting food away, non-perishable items. Really, really, really need to consider not finding housing within the city. Amen, glory to God. Amen, glory to God. We really need to consider, those things that putting away, finding what they will call pet medicine, a simple medication for bites and things of that nature. Began to read and study the survival foods that you can survive off of and the limitations that, you know, they can be kept. One of the things that the Lord had shown, and I had saw this year, that the sea level is getting ready to rise out of control in Florida. Amen?
Wow. Amen.
I saw
Amen.
Water covering the land, and it was like almost like down in the area of Miami, Florida, that there was like a tsunami that was brewing up under the water. I saw tidal waves coming in, and as if tidal waves like a form that was coming in off the water, but the sea level is going to rise, and that is no doubt because we are surrounded by water, number one. The next thing I saw that we're California, the state of California, I said, oh, my God, there was a storm that came, and because of the storm and because of the impact that it had, that the state of California went up under. The Lord began to show that there is another war that surely is going to break out, that's going to be worse than the ones that we've seen before. I began to see the Lord to show me where that there was in the insight that I saw airplanes that were swooping around, and they were like airplanes, like government airplanes, and as they were going around in a circle form, that I saw that there were bombs that were sent over, not across the way in other countries, but the bombs were coming this way inside of the United States. When God began to show that I was sharing with my cousin things a year before last, that when God had said that tornadoes, hurricane weather patterns that we normally have in Florida, that they were going to start hitting the northern states, that the storms would come so devastating that I actually thought that whether the Statue of Liberty and those things, that they were up underwater in devastation and fire. So what God is trying to tell us, that no hiding place down here. There is no place to hide. Everywhere we go, that there's trouble. But the people of God need to understand that the tribulation is coming. And one thing I do agree is I listened in with the word last night. One thing I agree with, some folks say, well, we're going to be raptured out of here. We're going to be gone. No, the church is going through right now some things. And the church is in transition right now of some things. And the Bible lets us know that there are some that will be able, that they will be here and they will be left and they will go through the tribulation. But believe me, glory to God, that we are looking at it head on. Just as sure as Israel is now over their confrontation, that is God's timepiece. Glory to God, signifying to the world that when the moth, glory to God, that moth, glory to God, that's over there, that shall be destroyed and they shall try and rebuild the temple, you can count it and rest assured that is God's sign to the earth that I am no longer in need of your earthly vessel. We need to prepare ourselves because 2013, if you know what the number 8 means in these new beginnings, 2013, that we're going to see some wars. I'm talking about some real devastation wars. Enjoy now because what's coming, you will not be enjoying later. Except those that can keep their eyes upon Jesus and realize that this place is not our home. We're just passing through.
Amen. Now, I want to kind of piggyback. You say that you saw waters rising, like in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
In like places like Miami and things like that, would you tell the people to move out now or just continue to just really seek God and pray?
No, ma'am. You know, the wisdom is so important. I would say seek God and begin to pray because see, it's one thing about God. The Word of God says He sends a warning before the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He sends a warning before the destruction, just as it was in Katrina. They sent the warning, but people didn't heed the warning. And there were some that had not prepared, so therefore they couldn't move out even though they got the warning. Okay, so we have to prepare even now and begin to put away some things. We have to prepare and put away people that are in city areas. If you notice that they're building houses. I shared one day, I said, if they keep on building houses, what happens to the vegetation that are enabled by oxygen? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do, we need to find places that will not be a bad thing for people to get investments and move away from the city. Move away from the city. Because it's one thing for sure. That's another reason I want to point out, glory to God, I feel it in my spirit that it's important for the fivefold ministry. It is important for the real prophets in this hour when people seek the face of God. Because they are the watchmen, they are the ones that predict, they are the ones that will let you know what time. But people of God, we also got to bend our knees because the time is fastly approaching. And when evacuation comes, as they said in the Katrina, the mayor that spoke, this is not a threat. This is a real warning. When that warning comes, and even as God gave them one vision, said when they say evacuate, don't fuss with it, evacuate.
Amen. And the caveat on top of that, it says that the world will what? Not be by the flood, but by what? Fire.
Fire.
The word says that I left a sign in the sky, which is a rainbow, that this shall not happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Wow, that's just...
Yes, we... We've enjoyed this.
Amen. Any of you guys want to ask them any questions or anything like that, you have to press 1. But this has really been awesome. I was really just excited to really hear what God is really saying for 2013. Now, one more question I have to ask you guys as far as like the presidency. A lot of people don't want to touch on it, but I do. And I was telling my mom, I think the day...
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was the day that Obama got elected, or the day before, my spirit began to grieve. And I didn't understand why. It's like I wanted to just cry. And I just didn't understand why, because for some reason, to me, it just didn't feel right.
I can say for this point that it's one thing about the children of God that when you have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, it's almost like a parent will tell a child, say that the child will be in one city and they will be in another. Say something just don't feel right. Something,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a connection spiritually. The re-election was a yes, yes, yes for some folk that were that voted for President Obama. But as far as the world is concerned, it spells war. And rumors of war.
Mm-hmm.
It spells trouble on every hand. an expediting of time.
Amen.
And but we, by no means, I want to say to myself, what, you don't like President Obama. It has nothing to do with President Obama, but it has everything to do with prophecy.
Yes.
It has everything to do with prophecy. Amen. Glory to God. And so when we see this happening, that we notice that the war, Syria, and as they spoke even today, one of the spokesmen from Syria says that they are preparing to shoot chemical weapons.
Yes,
and that
I saw
one
that.
Vision that God had given, I saw there was an explosion of bomb that hit like in New York. It was in Washington, around Connecticut. But I asked one time, I said, Lord, what is the target soul with New York? The target with New York is because of that's where what Pastor Lee?
UN is located.
It's where the UN is located. Amen? The
yes.
United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
See, we are, the Bible speaks of when those that are first shall be last and those that are last shall be first. Prophecy has already been spoken throughout the time. The United States, as we know it, will not, no longer as we know it, will be home of the free, land of the free, and home of the brave. Because the United States, as we know it, has turned their back on God. And when we, since we have turned our back on God, we have given way to sin so much that Romans, the first chapter, says, when they knew me, they glorified me not as God. So
mm-hmm.
he has turned over to a reprobated mind. We see it in the streets of our community. We see it that people are killing. They are killing. They are doing away with one another because they know that they can get away with it. The land of lawlessness. We have turned away even from the respect of the sanctuary and the church of God. People
mm-hmm.
are leaving the sanctuary. People
yes.
are leaving, and they are going. One woman told me, she said that, I left the Christian and I went over to the Mormons. And she said, because you have more freedom, and people don't charge you and judge you so much. People
mm.
have lost the foothold. Sin, because of sin, is causing the United States to drift down as it was with the Titanic on the ocean.
And I have another question, and I think me and you talked about this earlier, and I was telling you, since 2010, I've noticed a lot of people have left church, but they haven't
mm-hmm.
left God. And these are people like apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists. And I begin to ask God, what is going on? And I never can understand why they're not leaving God, but they're leaving the building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we find that we look at it as we see it. That we are now seeing, we would like to line the word with the word of the Lord. We are now seeing, the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, that they have scattered my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
That pastors with their covers, whether they speak in tongues or don't speak in tongues, that they had a form of godliness but denying the power thereof.
Mm-hmm.
They have, we don't want to get into naming anyone, but they have caused the tower. They built the tower so high, and they prayed, and not the P-R-A-Y, but the P-R-E-Y. They have prayed off of the people, the poor people. Okay?
Yes.
And they have built monuments. And therefore, when people begin to study the word of the Lord, and they begin to see that some of these frogs that Revelation 16 speaks about, that a lot of the words that are not coming to pass, it was because that people were persuaded and caught up. A lot of the things that have not been prophesied, that have been prophesied, have not been coming to pass. A lot of people find out that the pastors have been exposed.
Mm.
Exposed. We see a lot of exposure that's been going on. So it calls the folks and say, wait a minute. I had believed in this person, this man, this woman, that's supposed to be of God. So people are leaving the sanctuary. And as one pastor, associate pastor put it, he said that there's so much that's going on that's not right in the church. He says he likes sitting in the back of the church because you can see the rottenness from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that are sleeping around, people that are engaging. People are not holding up the standards of God like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if the leaders be weary, then the people be weary.
Exactly.
But there are people that he said that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, fall aside and go in and they begin to pray and seek the face of God and say, God, you got to show me, you got to direct me. One young lady said that I love my church, I love my pastor, and all this and this sort of thing. She said, we raise a lot of money, and the word is good. She said, but something is not right. She said exactly what you said. She says, I'm not leaving the God, but I refuse to stay in the field.
Exactly. So, woman of God, what would you recommend people that's, like, leaving the buildings? Because, like I said, I'm meeting a lot of people that's leaving, and they're kind of, like, wondering. They haven't left God, but they're just wondering. So what would you recommend for a person that's just, like, leaving?
You know, I believe I can say this. I'm going to say this. The best thing for a person to do is to fold in some fasting and prayer.
Okay.
Don't listen to nobody. One woman, she called, she said, what should I do, Pastor? I said, you should go to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because you can hear from God, and you know God's voice when you hear it. I said, go and fast and pray. Seek the face of the Lord. Don't answer. Wait for God to answer.
Yes.
Don't be persuaded because something sounds like something that you're looking for. Well, be persuaded by the Spirit of God. And it's one thing about God. When God leads a person, in this, especially in this day and in this hour, for those that are earnestly seeking the Lord says, after seeking me with your whole heart, you will find me.
Yes.
You will find me. And our heart, it goes out for people because in this hour that the enemy is trying to deceive so many people, but to those three people you that are out there today, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hold fast to those things that you know, that you know, that you know in Jesus' name. Just because you pay your tithe, just because you pay your offering, doesn't secure your seat for the kingdom. Those people that are hurting and are out there and feel lost and like, I just don't know what happened. I know God is in my heart, but I just cannot stay where I am. Find
okay.
yourself in some pure worship and fasting and praying and seek the face of God and wait on God, and I promise you that he will answer you. Promise you he will answer you. Amen?
Amen. Now, woman of God, I have someone that wants to ask the question, but they're asking through chat. They say they heard you say that you saw things for as far as Miami and California, but they want to know, has God showed you anything concerning Atlanta, Georgia?
Atlanta is full of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, my God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to let the pastor say something on this too. There were some cities like Atlanta, and I don't want to say directly Atlanta, but I do know just from just riding through that city one day that you could feel the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was in the city. But I would say to that person, let me tell you something. Find yourself standing in the holy place with God. Because whether it be Miami, whether it be Atlanta, well, wherever that it be, I promise you that the gate of sin's flood will find its way there. Amen? Glory
Amen.
To God. But was Atlanta, California, Orlando, Florida, those places have become so corrupt, especially in a lot of, I call it the veil of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
The veil of Satan. You got some good-hearted people that live in Atlanta. You got some real soul-out Christians that live in Atlanta. But we have to understand that before it's all said and done, before it's all said and done, that the veil of corruption will go from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I want to say this, and I'm going to let Pastor B say something here, is that Revelations, the book of Revelations, I heard an evangelist say one time, it says, I went to the rock to hide my face, and the rock cried out, no hiding place. I went to the mountains, and mountain, what shall we do? And say, fools, can't you see that we are burning too? Revelations, glory to God. The 6th and the 17th verse says this, that in the last, they say, who shall be able to stand? I want to read it just as it is from the word, glory to God. The word of Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse number 17, it reads this, who shall be able to stand, glory to God? the word of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just give us a minute. Can we get in here? Glory to God. I got a new Bible and the pages are sticking. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But it says, be able to stand. Thank you, Lord God. It says in verse 17, thank you, Lord God. Let's back up here. Verse chapter 6 and verse 15. 15, 14. Glory to God. Verse 14, chapter 6 of Revelation. And the heavens departed as a scroll. When it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place, and the king of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, every bond man and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Verse 17, for the great day of his wrath is come, who shall be able to stand? That's why people are running in these days, this hour. But that's why we must seek the face of God even the more. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, just a caveat to the individuals that have been church hurt, have stepped away from the church, that has seen more corruption in the church and people that are standing in the church, that they don't feel comfortable. But the word of God says, put your trust in no man.
Mm-hmm.
We have to reiterate, we have to restore, we have to reconnect ourselves with God, because the relationship that we have with him is going to separate us from every evil and corrupt thing that is out there. But first, we have to be honest with ourselves first.
Yes.
We have to regurgitate all of the things that we think that is wrong with us and get rid of. The word of God says there is none perfect, no, not one, but we also strive for perfection.
Amen.
That's what we do, you know, because all of us struggle with a lot of things. But one thing that we should not have to struggle with,
amen,
that's prayer.
Yes, that's right.
You shouldn't have to struggle with prayer.
Yes.
Because the word of God says pray what? In season and out of season.
Yes.
Pray, when it says the book of Thessalonians, says that pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to continue to be in prayer, not only for ourselves, but for our family, our co-worker, our homes, our jobs. We have to constantly be in prayer. And the only thing you're doing is covering him.
Mm-hmm.
Just covering. If they didn't have a covering, where they would be.
Yes.
You are of royal priesthood, of holy nation. That's what we are supposed to be representing.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to, when we saw a sign the other day, and it says that Asaph, and we look at what Asaph, and we look what it says, always say a prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord gave me something that says that don't let prayer be your last resort. It be your first response.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have one more question for me. I don't know if anybody else want to ask a question, but my question is, I've heard people say that God wasn't through with New Orleans. And I want to know, have God showed you anything as far as New Orleans is concerned?
She said that God is not through with New Orleans.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. You know, you look at Sodom and Gomorrah. You look at Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Things had to be, what, destroyed. And those countries are continuously to be in turmoil. You know, and I was seeing that you was asking, you know, Pastor C about other states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in California, they got a place called Sin City.
Who want to live there?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, they even got a ranch in Texas called the Double Cross Ranch. Who want to stay there?
Mm.
You know, there are signs right in front of us, but we have lived a bent way, not a crooked way, but a bent way. We accept it. Because if you look at a small D and a small B, if you look at it sideways, they both look the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's left up to you. The Word of God says, study thy word to what? Show thyself approved.
Approved.
So, you know, in other words, I'm going to put the signs and wonders out there for you to see. But if you don't study the word, you won't understand.
Yes.
You won't understand. So you got to be right with yourself. You know, and this is something real personal, you know, about us. We have a daughter. You got to first forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
For what you've done to you, so you can go out there and forgive somebody else.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's what you want to say.
You know, New Orleans and Louisiana, that they are witchcraft capitals.
Yes.
And warlock spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere there was a city in the Bible that when Jesus went to the city, the word said that he couldn't do nothing. And
mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much that Jesus could not perform, but it whatever that the enemy's territory is and the reign is there of the enemy, then the presence of God cannot stay. That
mm-hmm.
in New Orleans and Louisiana, that they are so bombarded with so much flesh and witchcraft and warlock spirits that
mm-hmm.
The people do not even realize sometimes that what they are even controlled by. That
mm-hmm.
Have people that are praying. They're praying and praying for deliverance. But oftentimes that where warlock spirits dwell, that the peace of God would not be there.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
And you understand? So Katrina, the name Katrina means to purify. But as we find it, even I think it was a little bit after the storm and things had somewhat had gotten a little bit together, that they were still determined that they were going to have that gay pride parade.
Mm-hmm.
If someone will come up out of a devastation, the first thing it seems like, they were quiet and they asked God, thank you, Lord, for surviving. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. But the enemy, the devil, the Satan himself, he comes to give people boasting spirits and he boosts them up. But the Bible declares that just when he came to Jesus, he said, if you would take and turn these stones into bread, I will give you all of this. But how can you give somebody something that they already own?
Yes.
The people of God must understand this hour that we have a right to eternal life and the tree of life. And I don't care what it costs. I don't care how hard it seems. Even if they won't let you say amen in the church, you just keep on doing the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, Jesus still going to win. And if Jesus wins, we've already won.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So looks like no one has any questions. And I mean, this has been an awesome show. We're going to have you guys on here again because this, you really open up our minds and our hearts to really knowing what's about to happen, what's going on. Because, you know, most people talk surface but not really getting into the depths of what's really about to take place. And I really thank God for you guys for just revealing all those things to us. But before we end this show, I want you to give the audience, like, your contact information, if you have a website, things like that, in case they have more questions or concerning or prayer or whatever it is they want to talk to you guys about. If you have any kind of information, can you just please give it to the audience?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to try and do this real slow.
Okay.
We're the Harvest International Ministries, located in St. Augustine, Florida. Our contact number is you can contact both of us by cell phone numbers. They're with us all the time. 608-343-4951, 904-495-9738. Our website is www.himministries.web.com. Again, our website is himministries.web.com. If you are interested in just sending us an email, our email address is himministries@ymail.com. That's a ymail.com. himministries@ymail.com. We'll be happy to hear from you. We're on Facebook. Our Facebook name is Determined Sonship. Give us a call. Send us an email, and we'll surely reply back to you. God bless you.
Amen. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. This has really been a really awesome, awesome show. We're going to have them again. We got to have them again. But I will let you guys know we will be back on tomorrow night at the same time. So you guys, I just thank you for tuning in and be blessed.
Oh, be blessed. Bye-bye.
We are so thankful you decided to join us this week. To keep up with ministry updates, go to www.TianaCopelandMinistries.org and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TianaCopelandMinistries. Join us next time and make sure you invite everyone to join us as well. We pray for you, you, and you, that the blessing of the Lord maketh it rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22. God bless. And all will be